We're going to move on to something really serious, and we're going to introduce it by talking a little bit about reality TV shows. You know what they are. Some of you have probably watched them, but what if you thought your whole life was one?
What if you were watched every moment of your life? What if everyone you knew was pretending? What if your world was make-believe? What if you didn't know it? The Truman Show. Watch what happens.
That was the trailer of the 1998 movie The Truman Show, where Jim Carrey plays a man who slowly realizes that his whole life is being caught on camera and everyone around him is an actor. Many of you probably recall that film. It may sound like fiction, but Dr. Joel Gold, as well as his brother, Ian Gold, say that for some of their patients, that story really is a reality. Dr. Gold joins us now in our New York studios. Many thanks to you. What is the Truman Show delusion?
Briefly, delusions in general are fixed false beliefs. You can show someone evidence that their belief system is incorrect and they'll still continue to hold it, though they tend to be quite narrow. I might believe, for instance, that my spouse has been replaced by a double, but the rest of the world exists as it is. However, in the Truman Show delusion, the entire world is counterfeit. Everyone around the patient, their family members, friends, are actors. Perhaps the hospital staff and other patients are actors, and everything around the patient is, in fact, a movie set.
Including their doctor. I should add that Dr. Joel Gold is a staff psychiatrist at Bellevue Hospital here in New York City. And how is that really different from, let's say, schizophrenia, where it's about abnormal perceptions of reality?
I need to make it clear that delusions are just symptoms. We are not suggesting that there's a new mental illness by any means. You can be delusional with schizophrenia, as you just mentioned. You can have a delusion if you have bipolar disorder, if you take substances, if you have a medical illness. So it's really just a psychotic symptom. We're describing what we think might be a new kind of delusion, a more all-encompassing one.
Now, would this be something that has happened in the brain, or are patients acquiring a narrative from just observing external sources of entertainment, for instance, reality shows?
Well, that's a very good point, and that's exactly what we're looking at. The cultural zeitgeist has always been sort of incorporated into people's delusional thought systems. Over the course of time, an example, again, I use, during the Cold War, people might have thought that the KGB was spying on them, and now they may be considering that Al-Qaeda is following them. We think that this, again, is perhaps of greater magnitude in that with the internet, YouTube, reality television, everything is incorporated into these people's belief systems, and the technology is not going away anytime soon. And unfortunately, reality television is not going away anytime soon.
Describe the people that you've been finding yourself believing have this.
Yeah, we initially I treated five young men at Bellevue Hospital from the year 2002 to 2004. They were sort of well-educated, upper middle class. Gentlemen who actually some worked in media. One guy worked on a reality TV show. Another worked in media, and they did believe that everything was in fact being filmed.
Were they making up their own reality show and casting themselves in it, or was there like a reality show that was a model for them, like Survivor or Big Brother or something like that?
They felt that everything was scripted. That people would give them signals, that there were cameras everywhere, and that wherever they went, it was sort of preordained. And in that regard, regardless of how dull their life may have been, the whole world was watching them for their enjoyment.
So would you include this in a multiple personality disorder, and would this be treated differently than, say, schizophrenia, as we mentioned, or the bipolar folks who are also suffering from delusions?
We treat the illness, not the symptom per se. So if someone has schizophrenia, we'll treat them as we would any other schizophrenic, with antipsychotic medications and the like, mood stabilizers for people with bipolar disorder. I would not consider it a form of multiple personality. The person themselves, they're the only real person, as Truman Burbank in The Truman Show, he's the only true man. So if I have The Truman Show delusion, I'm Joel Gold. You all are actors playing yourselves.
And so therefore, your ability to convince the patient that, in fact, they're not in a reality show using any sort of persuasive techniques just folds directly into the reality show.
Exactly.
You're the kindly Dr. Gold from the TV show.
Exactly. I'm the actor playing Dr. Gold. And it's never easy to convince someone who's delusional, by definition, that their delusion is not true. But I think it's all the more difficult when even family members, doctors, et cetera, can't really talk them out of it.
Why call it the Truman Show delusion? There's almost something comic about that when it really sounds like it's a torturous situation to be in.
It doesn't sound like you want people making fun of this at all.
Not at all, and I appreciate you guys bringing that up. It does sort of conjure up a frivolous take. Reality television, a movie, it's all very light, but in fact, it is torturous for these individuals. One of the gentlemen came to a federal building and got into a scuffle with a police officer because he was asking for asylum from the show and ended up at Bellevue. Another gentleman became suicidal because he was so at the end of his wits with regard to being taped for years at a time. So
he's still with us, or...?
He is still with us,
that's
yes.
Good.
Yes,
I just wanted to make that clear. Yes. This really is a story about the power of television, though, in some ways, the power of media.
I believe so. I mean, you know, Andy Warhol said in the future everyone will be famous for 15 minutes, and the future is now. I can put myself on YouTube doing something absolutely ridiculous, and tomorrow 10 million people can be watching me. And though I have no ostensible talent, I am, in a sense, famous.
The update might be in the 21st century, if you're only famous for 15 minutes, you're kind of a wuss.
Exactly. You're a failure.
That's
in that
a good
regard.
Point, John. Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Joel Gold, we can't thank you enough for coming in and speaking
My
to
pleasure.
Us.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Dr. Joel Gold, staff psychiatrist at Bellevue Hospital in New York, came to talk to us about the Truman Show delusion, which he and his brother are investigating, and I'm assuming at some point you're going to write something about.
We're working on it now.
Great. Thank you.
We are always on here at The Takeaway, and we've been assembling America's Master Playlist for Hard Times, and you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with that. Jack, do you have a song for us to take us out?
How about a good old helpless, helpless, helpless.
Helpless. That's a good one.
Baby, can you hear me now?
Can you talk about oil prices along with him on that?
I think that we can. We also have to do a segment about things that people can do to help themselves in the economy.
Right.
Right?
Upbeat songs.
Upbeat.
Useful songs.
Useful
like
songs.
Economically viable songs. We're following oil and
like
oil
prices. Like I Will
prices.
Survive. That's what I'm thinking.
I Will
Gloria
Survive.
Gaynor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
We're also following homeless rates. They've dropped 12% in recent years. This is all the kinds of stuff that we want you to comment on in the show. And also hard times. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to go to North Dakota, where we follow in the line of what
oil.
You're talking about, an oil,
oil
boom.
Oil.
As it happens to a small community in North Carolina. We want to hear from you. Send your playlist for hard times to 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
And also, what issue are you talking about? Maybe we haven't noted it, but, you know, send us a note. Maybe there's something in there that we are missing, and we'd want to hear what you think. 877-8-MY-TAKE. And I think John has just picked up his mandolin, so I think we might be in for a little bit of a
duet. I'm helpless, Jack.
A duet here.
Take us out.
And I'll sing. Just kidding.
Baby, helpless, helpless, helpless.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.